There was no doubt in Fritz's mind, Joe was not the man for his daughter. The story of what happened when they married anyway is this edition of The American Countryside.
Use Radiate to give back to your crop's roots and pay it forward for generations to come. Radiate is the only root stimulant that can drive maximum root growth in all crops while growing the roots of all the young future farmers of America across the country. By using Radiate on your farm, you're helping Nutrien Ag Solutions give back to FFA and give back to the roots our crops and communities are built on. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant for details about Radiate's give back program or learn more at RadiateRoots.com. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Rose Fitzgerald was the daughter of Honey Fritz, mayor of Boston. The family was well known, so Rose was quite the catch when Joe Kennedy married her in 1914.
Rose was living in a rather large home in Dorchester, and Brookline at that time would have seemed like they were almost on the other side of the moon in many respects. And so Rose would have gone from being very much taken care of and living in a large home to managing a household and then eventually taking care of children.
They lived in this house for just a few years until John was just 3.5 years old. The house passed through 6 different owners before JFK became president.
And of course, after the assassination of the president, this became sort of a gathering place for folks who were grieving collectively. So we have a photograph of literally hundreds of people standing in the street on the day of the president's funeral during a public memorial ceremony.
After JFK's presidency and death, there was interest in acquiring the birthplace home and opening it to the public. That happened in 1966. Rose Kennedy came back to the home and from 1966 to 69 helped restore it to what it was like when she first moved there.
We have recordings that Rose Kennedy made with the National Park Service, and they're short. In total, if you listen to all of the recordings, they're about 15 to 18 minutes long, but it very much gives you a flavor of what life was like in the house for the Kennedys. People very much enjoy listening to Rose's voice describe the room.
Although JFK spent just the first 3.5 years of his life here, it is an important place in his life story.
I would argue that a lot of the things that do go on here in the house and the neighborhood certainly will influence the character of the man who eventually will become 35th president of the United States.
Traveling the countryside in Brookline, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McRae.